Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 25th of July 2024. Essence. Sweet children, remember the game of a somersault. The significance of the whole cycle of Brahma and the Brahmins is merged in this game. Question. What inheritance do all of you children receive from the father at the confluence age? Answer. A godly intellect. God gives us the virtues that he has as our inheritance. Our intellects are becoming divine like diamonds. We have now become Brahmins and are claiming a huge treasure from the Father. We are filling our aprons with all virtues. Om Shanti. Today is the day of the Sat Guru, the day of good omens. Some days are more elevated. The day of the Sat Guru is also said to be the highest. Children are admitted into schools and colleges on the day of good omens, that is, on the day of the Lord of the Tree. You children now know that the Father is the seed of this human world tree, and that he is an immortal image. You children are immortal images, children of the Father who is an immortal image. This is so easy. The only difficulty is in having remembrance. Only by having remembrance are your sins absolved. You become pure from impure. The Father explains, you children have unlimited imperishable omens. There are limited omens, and then there are unlimited omens. The Father is the Lord of the tree. Brahmins are the first to emerge on the tree. The Father says, I, the Lord of the tree, am the truth, the sentient being, and the embodiment of bliss. His praise is sung. He is the ocean of peace and the ocean of knowledge. You know that all the deities in the Golden Age are oceans of purity and peace. Bharat was an ocean of happiness, peace and purity. This is called having peace in the world. You are Brahmins. In fact, you too are immortal images. Each of you souls is seated on your throne. All of you are living immortal thrones. A soul, an immortal image, which is also called a star, is seated in the center of a forehead. The Lord of the Tree, Vrakshpati, is also called the ocean of knowledge, and so he surely has to come. Brahmins, the adopted children of Prajapita Brahma, are needed first. So Mama too is definitely needed. Everything is explained to you children very well. Just as you do a somersault, so the meaning of that is also explained to you. Shiv Baba is the seed, and then there is Brahma. Brahmins have been created through Brahma. At this time, you say that you are Brahmins, and that you will then become deities. At first, we had Shudra intellects, and the Father is now once again making us into those who have the most auspicious intellects. He is making our intellects divine, like diamonds. He also explains to you the significance of the somersault. There is Shiv Baba and Prajapita Brahma, and the adopted children are sitting in front of them. You have now become those with very broad and unlimited intellects. you Brahmins will then become deities. You are now becoming those with godly intellects, that is, you are receiving the virtues that God has as your inheritance. Do not forget this at the time of explaining to others. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. He is number one. He is called Gyaneshwar, the God who speaks this knowledge to you. You receive salvation with knowledge. He makes impure ones pure with this knowledge and yoga. Ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat is very well known because the Iron Age was changed into the Golden Age with this. It has been explained that there are two types of yoga. Theirs is Hatha Yoga, whereas this is Raja Yoga. That is limited and this is unlimited. Those are limited sannyasis, whereas you are unlimited sannyasis. They renounce their homes and families, whereas you renounce the whole world. You are now the children of Prajapita Brahma. This is a small new tree. You know that you are becoming new from old. The sapling is being planted. We truly do a somersault. We Brahmins will then become deities. You definitely have to use the word so, are to become, not just the word hum, we. We were humso shudras and have now become Brahmins. You must not forget this somersault at all. This is very easy. Even little children can explain how we take 84 births, how we come down the ladder, and how we then become Brahmins and ascend. We change from Brahmins into deities. Brahmins are now receiving huge treasures. They are filling their aprons. Shankar is not called the ocean of knowledge. He does not fill anyone's apron. Artists have just painted that picture. It does not refer to Shankar. Vishnu and Brahma belong here. They have shown Lakshmi and Narayan in the form of a couple at the top. This is the final birth of Brahma. At first he was Vishnu, and then after taking 84 births he became Brahma. I named him Brahma. I changed everyone's name because they had renunciation. When you became Brahmins from Shudras, your names were changed. The Father gave you very entertaining names. You can now understand and see that the Lord of the tree is sitting in this chariot. This is his immortal throne, and also this one's immortal throne. He takes this throne on loan. He doesn't receive his own throne. He says, "I enter this chariot and give you my introduction. I am your father, but I do not enter birth and rebirth like you do. If I were to come into this cycle, who would make you Satopradhan from Tamopradhan? You need someone to make you that. This is why my part is like it is. You call out to me, 'O purifier, come.' Souls call out to incorporeal Shiv Baba, because souls are in sorrow. The souls of the people of Bharat especially call out to me, 'Come and make us impure ones pure.' In the Golden Age you were very pure and happy. You never used to call out. The Father himself says, I make you happy, and I then go and sit in the stage of retirement. There is no need for me there in the golden age. I have a part on the path of devotion, and I then have no part for half a cycle. This is very easy. No one can question this. It is remembered that everyone remembers God in times of sorrow. There is no path of devotion in the golden and silver ages. You would not call it the path of knowledge either. You receive this knowledge at the confluence age, through which you receive a reward for 21 births. You pass number-wise, and some even fail. Your battle is now going on. You know that the chariot, Brahma, that the father enters, wins, and then the especially beloved children, such as Kumarka and so-and-so, also definitely win. They make many others the same as themselves. So you children have to keep it in your intellects that this is a somersault. Even little children can understand this, which is why Baba says, also teach this to children. They too have a right to claim the inheritance from the father. It is not too much for them. When they know even a little of this knowledge, they will never be destroyed. They will definitely go to heaven. Christianity, which Christ established, is such a big religion. The deity religion is an even bigger religion, and it exists at the beginning. It continues for two ages, and so its population should also be large. But they have called themselves Hindus instead. They then say that there are 330 million deities, so why do they call themselves Hindus? Maya has completely killed their intellects, and so this has become their condition. The father says, it is not difficult to conquer Maya. You conquer Maya every cycle. You are an army. You have found the Father who enables you to conquer Ravan, the five vices. You now have the omens of Jupiter over you. There are omens over Bharat. There are now the omens of Rahu. The Father, the Lord of the Tree, comes, and so there will definitely be the omens of Jupiter over Bharat. Everything is included in this. You children know that you will receive bodies free from disease. There is no mention of death there. It is the land of immortality. You would not say that so-and-so died. There is no mention of death. You shed a body and take another. There is happiness on taking a body and leaving a body. There is no mention of sorrow. You now have the omens of Jupiter over you. There cannot be the omens of Jupiter over everyone. In a school, some pass and others fail. This too is a school. You say that you are studying Raja Yoga, so who is teaching it to you? The Unlimited Father. Therefore, you should have so much happiness. There is nothing else in this. Purity is the main thing. It is also written, O child, renounce your body and all bodily relations, and constantly remember me alone. These are words from the Gita. The Gita episode is being played out. Even in this, people have confused everything. It is like a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour. It is something that is so easy that a child can understand it. So why do you still forget? On the path of devotion too, you used to say, Baba, when you come, I will belong to you and no one else. I will belong to you and claim the full inheritance from you. You belong to the Father in order to claim your inheritance from him. When someone is adopted, he knows what he will receive from that Father. You too have been adopted. You know that you will claim the sovereignty of the world, the unlimited inheritance from the Father. You will not have attachment to anything else. For instance, even if someone has a physical father, what would he receive? Perhaps he would have 100 to 150,000. This unlimited father is giving you the unlimited inheritance. You children have been listening to false stories for half a cycle. You are now listening to the true story from the Father. Therefore, you should remember such a father. You should listen to him with attention. You also have to explain the meaning of hum so. I am that which I was. They say that each soul is the supreme soul. No one can tell you the story of 84 births. They say of the Father that he is in the cats and dogs and in everything. They defame the Father. This too is fixed in the drama. Baba doesn't blame anyone. The drama has been created in that way. You begin to insult the one who makes you into deities with this knowledge. You do a somersault in this way. This drama is predestined. I come and once again uplift you. I know that it is not your fault. This is a play. I explain the story to you. This is the true story through which you become deities. They have then created many stories on the path of devotion. There is no aim or objective in those. All of that is for falling. In those schools they give you an education, and you still have some aim for the livelihood of your bodies. Pandits sit and relate stories for the livelihood of their bodies. People put money in front of them, but they don't receive any attainment. You are now receiving jewels of knowledge through which you become the masters of the new world. There, everything you receive will be new. In the new world, everything will be new. Jewels and diamonds, etc., will all be new. The Father now says, forget everything else and remember the somersault. Fakirs too somersault while on a pilgrimage. Some still go by foot. Now they even have motor cars and aeroplanes. Poor people cannot go in that way. Those who have a lot of faith go by foot. Day by day you receive a lot of comfort through science. That is temporary happiness. When an aeroplane crashes, it causes so much damage. Those things have temporary happiness, and at the end there is only death in them. That is science, whereas yours is silence. By remembering the Father, all your diseases finish and you become free from disease. You now understand that you were ever healthy in the Golden Age. this cycle of 84 births continues to turn. The father only comes once and explains to you, "You have defamed me. You have slapped yourselves. By defaming me, you have become those with Shudra intellects." Sikhs say, "Remember the Lord and you will receive happiness," that is, become man above. There are just two words, but there is no need to beat your head a lot. The father comes and explains this. You now understand that by remembering the Lord, you receive happiness for 21 births. He shows you the path to that too. People don't know the right way. Remember me at every moment and receive happiness. You children know that there truly is no mention of illness or sorrow, etc. in the Golden Age. This is something common. That is called the Golden Age, and this is called the Iron Age. The world cycle continues to turn. The explanation is so good. It is a somersault. You are now Brahmins, and you will then become deities. You forget these things. If you remembered the somersault, you would remember all of this knowledge. Before you go to sleep at night, you should remember the Father in this way. Even then you say, "Baba, I forget you." Maya repeatedly makes you forget. This is your war with Maya. You then rule over her for half a cycle. The father tells you easy things. This is called easy knowledge, easy remembrance. Simply remember the father. What other difficulty does he give you? You went through a lot of difficulty on the path of devotion. In order to have a vision, people were ready to cut their throats. They would sacrifice themselves at Kashi. Yes, those who did that with that faith in their intellect would have their sins absolved. Their karmic accounts would then start anew, but they do not come to me. Sins are absolved by having remembrance of me, not by committing suicide. None of them comes to me. This is so easy. Old people and even young people should remember this somersault. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bat Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana 1. In order to claim the inheritance of happiness, peace and prosperity from the father, the Lord of the Tree, consider yourself to be a soul, an immortal image, and remember the Father. Make your intellect divine. 2. Listen to this true story from the Father and relate it to others. In order to become a conqueror of Maya, do the service of making others equal to yourself. Let it remain in your intellect that you become victorious every cycle and that the Father is with you. Blessing. May you become a courageous soul who makes the impossible possible by becoming strong from weak. On the basis of the blessing, when the child has courage, the father helps. You first became determined that you definitely would become pure. The Father gave you multi-million-fold help. He said, you souls are eternally and originally pure. You have become that many times, and you will continue to become that. By becoming aware of many times before, you have become powerful. From being weak, you have become so strong that you challenge people and say that you will definitely make the world pure and demonstrate this to everyone, which the rishis, munis, and great souls consider to be difficult while staying in a household and remaining pure. You say it is extremely easy. Slogan: to make a vow is to have determination. True devotees never break their vow. Om Shanti.